Quick disclaimer before this episode comes out, this is not related to April Fool's Day at all. This episode is released on April Fool's Day, but that is simply because April Fool's Day happened to fall on the same day as when this episode is scheduled to release. So, I want to assure you that this episode has no joke-related content. Now on with the episode. Hello everybody, welcome to another episode of Wrestle Weekly. This is a podcast about all things Minecraft, from Minecraft news, to me playing Minecraft, to me just talking about Minecraft in general. This is New News Episode 12, and in this episode I will be covering the latest Minecraft Java Edition snapshot, as well as an article that talks a bit more in depth about one of the features there. So let's go ahead and dive in. Alright, so I'm going to start with this article, and this is talking about the new ominous events. And this is a decently large change, so it was a bit confusing for me to understand, but I have figured it out basically. So, the ominous events are apparently the final feature of 1.21. So, I thought it was a small update, but I'm checking and it's about the same size as 1.20. So, I mean, I guess we are pretty close to June. So this is an expanding bad omen. It's being expanded to give access to an optional experience in the trial chambers. All of the optional experiences triggered by Bad Omen are now known as ominous events, and they're catered towards bold players who want more punishing adventures in Minecraft. So to gain Bad Omen, you must drink the contents of an ominous bottle, a new item coming as a part of the 1.21 update that can be dropped by a defeated raid captain or found in a trial chamber vault. You will no longer automatically gain the Bad Omen status effect when defeating a raid captain, so drinking the contents of an ominous bottle is the only way to get it. So there are two types of ominous events. So villager raids, which you probably are already familiar with, and these fall under the ominous events category now, and they're still triggered by a player entering a village with the Bad Omen status effect. Once a player enters the village, the Bad Omen turns into a raid omen, and when that expires, prepare yourself for the raid because it'll start. So you have 30 seconds to drink a bottle of milk. And then there's ominous trials. And so ominous trials are available in the Java snapshots, and they take the challenge of trial chambers to a new level. So first you have to have the Bad Omen effect and then head into a trial chamber. Once you're in range of a trial spawner, it will become ominous and convert your Bad Omen into a trial omen, thus starting the ominous trial. When you still have a trial omen, any trial spawner you approach will turn ominous, and ominous trial spawners spew out mobs that wear equipment more often and spawn potions and projectiles above nearby mobs and players. Once you've dealt with all that and a spawner goes into cooldown mode, you have a chance to receive an ominous trial key. Find an ominous vault, and they're harder to locate than normal ones. They'll be like high up in the air or like in secret places. Find an ominous vault and use the key on it to get some rare loot as a reward for going through the ominous trial. So they're only in Java right now, but they'll be coming to Bedrock beta and preview soon as well. So with that out of the way, I'm now going to cover the snapshot where they're talking about this. So this is Minecraft Java Edition Snapshot 24W13A, and this brings the changes to the mace, trial chambers, and introduces the new ominous trials. So experimental features, changes to the mace, tweaks to the breeze and wind charges, redesigned Bad Omen, added ominous bottle, added 6 new mob effects, added ominous trial spawner, added ominous vault, and added ominous trial key. So with the mace, they added a new explosive particle effect when executing a smash attack to really show the player's power. Increase the power and range of the knockback effect from a smash attack. Introduced an even stronger knockback when falling for more than 5 blocks before attacking. When successfully striking a target, all vertical momentum will be reset in addition to negating any accumulated fall distance. So theoretically, when you're falling, you gain momentum, and then when you hit the mob, I guess it'll clear your momentum, and so you'll start gaining speed again. The baseline additional damage dealt by the mace smash attack has been slightly reduced to 1.5 hearts instead of 2 hearts, I believe is what it used to be, per fallen block. These existing enchantments can now be applied to the mace: Mending, Unbreaking, Smite, Bane of Arthropods, Fire Aspect, and Curse of Vanishing. And 3 new enchantments have been introduced that are unique to the mace: Density, common enchantment, accessible in the enchanted table and on enchanted books and loot, has 5 levels. Maces enchanted with Density do more damage per fallen block per Density level. Damage dealt per fallen block is increased by 1, that's half a heart, per level of Density. Breach, rare enchantment, accessible in the enchanting table and on enchanted books and loot, has 4 levels. Maces enchanted with Breach reduce the effectiveness of armor on the target. The effectiveness of the armor is reduced by 15% per Breach level. Windburst, unique enchantment, which can only be found in Ominous Vaults, has 3 levels. Maces enchanted with Windburst will emit a Windburst upon hitting an enemy, launching the attacker upward and enabling the linking of smash attacks one at the other. Each level will bounce the attacker higher up in the air. So what this means is now you can go, you can jump, hit a pillager, bounce by hitting that, and hit another thing. So I think that's going to be really cool. It's really going to add something to the combat situation if you're going up against more than one player, or with PvE, you're just going up a bunch of a horde of zombies. It'll make it harder for them to hit you. Breezes and wind charges. The breeze now avoids jumping into dangerous blocks or air, and wind charges no longer collide with end crystals. Ominous events. Bad Omen has been expanded to give access to an optional experience in Trial Chambers. These optional experiences, accessed through Bad Omen, are now known as Ominous Events. They are more challenging than usual and designed to shake up the experience in unique ways, and Illager Raids are an example of an existing Ominous Event. Bad Omen is getting some changes with this redesign. It has a new shadowy icon and sound for being applied to the player. I checked that. It looks way better. Instead of just an angry pillager, it's like this kind of misty face. It no longer triggers a raid directly when entering a village. Instead, it will transform into a Raid Omen variant with a duration of 30 seconds. Once the Raid Omen expires, a raid will start at the location the player gained the Raid Omen. Like any other effect, players can drink a bucket of milk to clear the Raid Omen to prevent the raid from starting. And it is no longer given to players that defeat a raid captain outside a raid. Instead, players can gain access to Bad Omen by consuming a new ominous bottle, which is dropped by the raid captain. The ominous bottle is an item which can be consumed by players to receive the Bad Omen effect for 1 hour and 40 minutes. It comes in 5 variations, one for each Bad Omen level. The bottle breaks when consumed. It can be stacked to 64, can be found uncommonly in any vaults that are unlocked with trial keys, and is dropped by raid captains when defeated outside a raid. Ominous Trials, a new ominous event that can be accessed by exploring a trial chamber with Bad Omen. This event will have players facing more powerful trial spawners. Trial Omen, a variant that Bad Omen can transform into. This occurs when the player is within detection range of a trial spawner that is not ominous. The Trial Omen has a duration of 15 minutes multiplied by the transformed Bad Omen's level, and players that have Trial Omen are surrounded by ominous particles. Ominous Trial Spawner, a more powerful active phase of this trial spawner with unique challenges and rewards, can provide a more challenging experience that advanced players can opt into for better rewards. If a trial spawner detects a player that has the Trial Omen effect, the spawner will become ominous if it is not on cooldown or it is in cooldown but was not ominous during its last activation. Making it ominous this way will bypass the cooldown. While active, it will glow blue instead of orange, emit soul flames instead of normal flames, very commonly spawns mobs with equipment if they can wear it. The equipment these mobs wear will have armor trims applied from the trial chambers, and there's a known issue. These mobs currently drop their equipment on death, but they will not in the future, which means you won't be able to easily harvest armor from this. And they will periodically spawn potions and projectiles on top of unsuspecting players and mobs. Based on their location, spawners in an area will select a random set of projectiles to spawn. These projectiles will always include a single type of lingering potion from a set of possible effects. Becoming ominous will despawn any existing mobs that spawn to reset its challenge. It will stay ominous until it has been defeated and its cooldown has finished. When defeated, it will eject a different set of loot to normal trial spawners. Ominous Trial Key, a new variant of the trial key which can only be obtained by defeating an ominous trial spawner. They can be used to unlock ominous vaults. Ominous Vault, a variant of vaults that has a different texture and emits soul flames instead of normal flames. These can be found throughout the trial chambers and harder to find places and require an ominous trial key to unlock. These vaults hold a more valuable set of rewards than the standard vaults unlocked by the trial keys. Mob effects. The following effects have been added. Wind charged. Affected entities will emit a wind burst upon death. Brewed with an aqua potion and a breeze rod. Weaving. Affected entities will spread cobweb blocks upon death. Non-player entities with this effect can walk through cobweb at normal speeds. Brewed with an aqua potion and cobweb block. Oozing. Affected entities will spawn 2 slimes upon death. Brewed with an aqua potion and slime block. Infested. Affected entities have a 5% chance to spawn 1 to 2 silverfish when hurt. Brewed with an aqua potion and stone block. These effects can be encountered while taking on an ominous trial spawner. Some mobs are immune to these effects. Slimes are immune to oozing, and silverfish are immune to infested. That makes sense. You don't want infinitely multiplying slimes. I mean, they already are multiplying, so instead they're going to be dropping several, like spawning several slimes is going to be a mess. And just looking at the picture for this will quickly get more and more chaotic. Because you're going to start out just like with the several skeletons, and then those skeletons are going to start spawning things when you kill them, and they're going to be shooting at you, and then there's going to be potions being dropped on you. Like, it's going to quickly get more and more chaotic, and these are going to be hard to kill because you got armor. Trial Chamber's loot. The loot found within Trial Chamber vaults has been adjusted. Standard vaults will give slightly less items of high quality, but also include the following changes. Ominous Bottle 1 and 2 can be found. Flow Banner Pattern, Flow Armor Smithing Template, and Heavy Core can no longer be obtained. Guster Banner Pattern and Bolt Armor Trim Smithing Template remain exclusive to Standard Vaults, and in the Heavy Core's place, Standard Vaults will instead have a very rare chance of providing a trident. Ominous Vaults can provide some particularly valuable items, to mention a few. Ominous Bottle 3 to 5, Enchanted Golden Apple, Flow Banner Pattern and Flow Armor Trim Smithing Template, Windburst Breach and Density Enchantments for the Mace, Heavy Core. And the loot ejected from trial spawners has been adjusted. It now has a focus on providing higher quality food more often to make replenishing between fights more safe. Ominous trial keys have a 30% chance of ejecting from a defeated ominous trial spawner, replacing the usual 50% chance to eject trial keys. Trial spawner. All spawners now increase the amount of mobs present at once by 0.5 for each player, down from 2. Baby zombie spawners now only have 2 mobs present at once for its baseline, down from 3 mobs. Can now only activate when a player is in line of sight. Trial chambers, remade chamber underscore 5 with variations, and renamed it to Eruption. Reduced amount of trial spawners and corridors. Updated layout and placement of vaults. Placed ominous vaults in chambers intersections at the end of corridors. Corridors will no longer generate endlessly. Added an atrium to the corridors. And made various layout changes in intersections and corridors. Known issues, corner quadrants and slanted may still fail to generate correctly. Changes in 24W13A added unique sounds for cobwebs. I wonder if they've added them by now on the wiki. I checked earlier today and they didn't have them. Oh, that's way better. All right, I'm going to put my microphone up to the speaker. The first set of sounds I'm going to play is going to be the original sounds, which was just stone, and then I'm going to play the new sounds. So starting with the original sounds. And now I'm going to do the new sounds. And I'm just going to say, I love these new sounds. I think it will make mining cobwebs a lot less weird sounding, because cobwebs are not going to make stone noise. The new sound makes a lot more sense. Technical changes for 24W13A. The data pack version is now 37. The resource pack version is now 31. Client chat state is now preserved by default when entering a configuration phase, and changes to the chat network protocol. I'm not going to read through all these because I'm sure most of y'all don't care, and any of you that do can just read the changelog, because this is going to take forever to read because there's a lot of these. A lot of fixed bugs, I'm not going to read them, and that's all we have for the snapshot. So now it's time for me to give my thoughts, and I'm just going to say, I'm going to start with the ominous events. I think is what it's called. Yeah, ominous events. I love them. I love the new texture. I think this is going to be the episode art for this event. So if you go ahead and look at the episode for this, if you're on an app that has podcast art or episode art, you'll see the Bad Omen logo. I love it. I think it looks a lot nicer instead of the angry little villager. And then they've got Raid Omen and Trial Omen. And is it a separate status effect? Is it a separate status effect? See, that's not gonna make it. I hope that this isn't counted in the enchantment, in the achievement for how did we get here? Because that's gonna make it significantly more difficult to get if you have to get both of those at the same time. I don't even know if that's possible to get those at the same time. I mean, I guess it is, but that's gonna make it a lot harder if you have to have those in it. But I like the new textures for those. I think I'm gonna do all three. So in the center of this episode art, there will be Bad Omen. On the left, there's Raid Omen. And on the right, there's Trial Omen. So I think that's gonna be interesting. I like these new textures. And then, I mean, with the changes to cobwebs, I like the sounds for cobwebs. And there wasn't, the mace. I like the new enchantments. I really think that Windburst is gonna be really fun to mess around with, just being able to like bounce as you're doing it. because I think that's going to be very fun. And I think that's everything. So now, let's do the outro. So if you did enjoy this episode, be sure to let me know by responding to any Spotify Q&A question, preferably one from a recent episode. It helps me organize them better. Sending me a voicemail at podcasters.spotify.com/pod/redstoneweekly/message. That's soon going to be deprecated, so send them in soon. Emailing me at redstoneweeklypodcast@gmail.com. Reviewing me on Apple Podcasts or iTunes. Leave a 5-star review and I'll give you a shout out. That helps out the show a ton. You can help out the show by sharing this podcast with friends and family and reviewing it on Apple Podcasts. You can check out my blog at podcastwrestlingweekly.blogspot.com. Hopefully I'll have the change log for this up soon. If I haven't, feel free to nag me about that. You can join the server at redstoneweekly.ddns.net. Leave the port unspecified and don't join yet because the server is not open yet. April 6th is when the server opens. I will have a link in the description so you can figure out exactly what time or day, in some cases, the server launches and your time zone. So you can join when I'm on, which will be when the server launches. And you can check out my Flickr, flickr.com/redstoneweekly. I have photos from my survival world there most of the time and a few other things if it's applicable to episodes. And yeah, so that's everything I have for this episode. And I will see you in the next episode, which will be episode 50 of Redstone Weekly. I started this podcast in 2019, technically. I really started in the beginning of 2020. So I will see you in that episode and on the server. Goodbye.